Letters to Daniel, Volume 5. Letter 353. Sleep. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2015, in the sixth month, on the fifth day of the sixth month.
Dear Dan, for June 2015, during the years that I work at G7, I would have to wake up early enough so that I could be at work for the 5 a.m. milking. I worked almost every weekend, including Sundays when I was 14, so between work and school I never had a day when I could sleep in. And, like some of the other dairy hands, I would take a nap around noon, and be back to work for the 3:30 p.m. milking. After working like this through the 10th and some of the 11th grades, I developed a prayer request. My prayer was that when I die or get raptured into heaven, one of the first things I would do would be to find a nice tree by the river of life, curl up in a hollow in the grass with a blanket, and take about a 1,000-year nap to make up for all the sleep I lost by working so much through my high school years. Now, even with all this angelic firepower the Lord has put into my life, I am still adamant about taking a nap. So I imply that they can do whatever while I am asleep. Angels Gabriella, Gabe and Maya will no doubt sit down next to me because they never leave my side anymore. But I want to sleep for 1,000 years, and then after I wake up and find a cup of coffee, compliments of Angel Gabe's really good coffee recipe, I will very likely stay awake for the rest of my life, see footnote, with a memory of heavenly dreams that will ever remind me that I actually made up for all the lost sleep. This is more true now than before, because of all the difficulty I had sleeping due to pain issues. But something happened on Saturday, the 30th of May 2015. I went to bed at my usual time of about 11 a.m., and was asleep shortly after 12 noon. I woke up around 3:30 from the soundest and deepest sleep I have ever had in my life. I slept so deeply that I felt drugged, yet well rested and clear-headed at the same time. But I knew it was too early for me to wake up. So I got a bite to eat and went back to sleep. I woke up again at about 7 p.m., feeling the same way, like I had hit the very rock bottom of sleep. I had slept so soundly and deeply that it took almost 4 hours for me to wake up. As the night progressed, I was still so groggy that I even took a short nap at about 4 a.m. for about an hour. After the nap I felt rested and more or less normal, so we went to Starbucks for a while, then we left, L11, for U15. Monday before work I didn't sleep as well due to what I will call for the moment the Orkin effect. But we will explain this effect in a future letter. Footnote. Maybe. Or I might want to take another nap in the new heavens and the new earth. I'll find out when the time comes. P.S. Talking about pings. On my way to work Wednesday evening, 3 June, I found myself coming up behind a white Chevy Suburban at a stoplight. The specialized license plate on it said, Z10, Blessings, R.C. Theophilus.